stole from me. The other one says, no, you stole it from me. So in such a case, what's the halacha? All you have to do is just put down the $100 between them, or mistalek, divrei betachin, and go away. That's all. But you do not have to pay back $500, $100 each one of them. Alma, what do we see? That misveka lemaskinim amayna. Since it's a doubt, like to which one you owe the money, you don't have to shell out the money min asafik. You just have to take out the $100 that you owe. But you do not have to give each 100, take out 500. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says when you stole from one or two people, you have to pay back both of them. So you see, min asafik, you do have to take back money, pay out money when you stole. So it's a steer in gezel. The Yarmina, I'm again going to give a cycle of kinema mina of Yarmina. We say rather, ukinema mina, but keskas mari. We'll leave the money by you, the gazan, you don't have to pay back more than $100. So Gemara says, umimai, the masnitin lachot every terabitafin, he, who said that our Mishnah goes to current terabitafin? No, it's Reb Tafin says like that over there. But Reb Akiva argues on Reb Tafin. So maybe Al Mishneh is not going like Reb Tafin. To Tony Yolo, he said over there that Moedir Reb Tafin, if Samari answers no. Because it says over there, Moedir Reb Tafin, Reb Tafin agrees. That if one person says, I know I stole from one of you two. Mona, $100. The end you there, I do not know. Eze Mekem, I don't know which one I stole from. You do have to pay back both. The Kisi, you see, Rabbi Tafin himself holds from both halachas. So the court's a steer in Rabbi Tafin. Rabbi Tafin holds from our halach here in the Mishnah that if you say you stole from one of two, you have to pay back to both of them. And there Rabbi Tafin says when you stole from one of five people, all you have to do is just take out $100. But you do not have to pay back to all five. So the court's a steer in Rabbi Tafin himself. So the Gemara answers, Hosam de Katovile. Over there we're talking about that the Gazlan doesn't admit anything. These five people both come to the Gazlan, and each one of them said, you stole from me. So there, when they're being surveyed, they're coming and claiming it, you mean asafik, you don't have to pay up the money. That's the klal, ukim amayin de becheska samari, you have right to hold on to it. But hocha, in our mission here, the case is, bebo losif yudei shemayim. We're talking about that you yourself are admitting that you stole from one of these two. And you want to be mikayim, your mitzvah midiraisa of losif yudei shemayim. Like you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, the Rashi says me'elav bo. You're coming on your own. Limlach to ask ma'yasa. What should I do? V'lo yenish. I don't want to get punished from Hashem. To Ashton, such a situation. Then v'adi armina for sure. We say yidei shemayim layotas ad shetitain lishnayim. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah hashavas asakzelo until you pay back to both of them. Because if you're going to leave it till Yom Navi comes, maybe the nigza will lose out. So therefore, that's the difference. When you want to be mekayim yechayiv to be lotes de shemayim, havad, you should pay back to both of them. But when you don't want to be mekayim lotes de shemayim, because those people are coming and asking you for the money, you have a right to say, I stole $100, that's all. I'll put the money down. You fight whose it is. Yeah. So Mara says, they can now bring the proof also. Diktani, because it says now Mishnah, shehoida mipi atzmai, that he's admitting by himself. There are extra words in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Mipnei, shahoyde mipiyatsmai, that he's admitting it himself. Shema mina. That proves it, that the reason why our Mishnah says you're supposed to pay back to both people is because you want to be mekayim your mitzvah of losis adei shemayim. Then the only way for sure the nigdal is going to receive his money is if you pay back to both of them. Oh mama, what did we just say before? Hosam the katovile. When does Rabbi Tafin say that when you stole from five people, one of five, and they're asking, you only give out $100, that's all, that's when they're asking for the money. Not that you want to be Yossi Lidei Shemayim, but they're asking for the money. For Haloi, Samori asks, Matoyin, what does the Ganav himself say? What does the Ganav answer back? The Rashi says, the Chol Echo, the Tony Maniach, that we said there, Tafin says, just put down $100. What are you saying? What are you answering the Ganav? Have you Duama? Have you Dama Rav? Who says the name of Rav? Haloi Shosak. But talking about that the Gazlan is keeping quiet. In other words, five people come over to him and said, listen, you stole from me. No, the other one said, you stole from me. And he just keeps quiet. That's the case. In such a case, Rav Tafin says, listen, for sure you stole $100. Put down the $100 here. Rav Mas Nama No, Rav Mas Nama Rav, Haloi Tzovach. But talking about even the case that the Gazlan is screaming. And Rashi says, O Malakolech, Reina Makircho. That the Gazan is screaming back, I don't recognize you, I don't recognize either of them, go away. It must be like this. Man, the one that says, Haloit Sobach, that the Gazan is screaming, Avul Shtika. But Mashka, if the Gazan would just keep quiet, then we would stay, Koido, it is as if you're admitting. So if five people come to you and say that you stole from them and you just keep quiet, it's like you're admitting you stole from all five, then you would have to pay back to all five. Therefore, here the case is only where you're being subtle, you're screaming and saying, no, I don't recognize you. Now, Uman the Yom, the one that says, no, halay shosak, so we're talking about here where the Gazlin kept quiet, because I'll tell you, shtika d'hocha lav kaidohu. The fact that Gazlin is keeping quiet here it does not mean that he's admitting that he stole from all five people. Because Motzi Yomalei, the Gazlin can answer back later and say, hi, the shtiki, you know why I kept quiet? The chol chad v'chad to every one of you, the Yamin, and I say like this, dil mahayu, like true, I know I stole from one. Now all five of you are coming and saying, like, you're the one that I stole from. So I'm not going to say anything, because I practically don't know. I know I stole from one of you. I do not know from which one. So what can I say? I can't say no, I don't know. I can't say yes, either. So that's why I kept quiet. So kids, so the fact that Gosselin kept quiet here does not mean that he's admitting that I stole from you. No. I stole from one, that's all. I don't remember which one, that's why I'm keeping quiet. What we said before, what's the loch over here? That Rabbi Tafran says in such a case, Meniach Gizela Binehim, you're supposed to put down the $100 in between them, or Mistalik and you go away. So Gemara asked the question, Vishakta Lahu Kulu, do you let them just grab the money? Viazli, what kind of swear is that? I go, Omar Rab Ava Bazavda. Omar Rav, we had before, that Kol Sofik Kinuach, anytime you find a Mitziah, that you have a doubt, maybe the owner really left it there. Maybe Tinuach, he left it there, so in other words, it's not called lost. So therefore, if you have a doubt whether it's called lost or not, L'chatchilu lo yito. At the beginning, don't take it. Leave it there. As Mefrat was talking about, it doesn't have a simin, so leave it there. Maybe the owner will come back himself and take it. Because if you take it away, the owner, there's no simin, he won't be able to claim it back. Therefore, L'chatchilu, don't touch it. Don't take it. But v'yim noto, let's say you did take it, then the loch is lo yachzer. You're not allowed to return it. You have to hold on to it. You can't give it back. I mean, a suffix. You have to now hold on to it until eventually we'll find out, Machmasedim, who the real owner is. You see, anytime you have money and you do not know who the real owner is, you have to just hold on to it. Here also, you stole from one of these five people. So therefore, you do not know who the real owner is. So therefore, the locha should be, you should have to hold on to this money. You should have to hold on to it until you know who the owner is. You're not allowed to just put it down again. That's what it says here. Once you pick up the Aveda, you're not allowed to just put it down again. But you have to hold on to it. You have to hold on to it until you know for sure who the owner is. Here also, you stole the money. You're not allowed to just put it down in front of these five people. Maybe the right owner won't get the money. Instead, you have to hold on to the money until you find out who the real owner is, who the nigzal is. So that's the question. How come you just put down the money here? Simur says true. Amar Rav Safra says, V'yaniach. That's what he says, you put down this money in between them. It doesn't mean really you put the money down and let them fight it out who grabs the money first. It means, V'yaniach, you have to hold on to this $100. So the money that you stole, you have to hold on to it. You don't know who you stole it from, so you can't return it to anybody right now. And you don't have to give it to each one of them. You're not going to take out money in that suffix. So you just hold on to it until there be a proof to weigh them exactly who the real nigzal is, who really deserves the money. Oh, Malei Abaye the Rava, so Abaye said to Rava, Miya Rabbi Akiva. Is it true that Rabbi Akiva said upon Rabbi Tafran? Like before, we just had what Rabbi Tafran said. Rabbi Tafran said, you put the money down. And we're saying now it means V'yaniach. But Rabbi Akiva argued back and said no. That Rabbi Akiva says, now Abaye is asking Rava, is it true that Rabbi Akiva really argued back and said that Loi Zu HaDerech Moitziyosim Midei Avera. This is not the way you're going to free yourself from the Avera. Rabbi Akiva said that no, you stole from one of five people, you do not know from which one of these five, you have to pay back to all five. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. The only way you'd be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Agzela is by returning it to all five people. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So now Abaye asked Rav, is it true that Rabbi Akiva really said this? Alma, what do we see? That misveika mafkinim amayna. Even though we have a doubt to which one do you really owe the money, you only owe the money to one of these, one person here. But since we have a doubt which one, you have to return to all five people. So you see, you have to take out money in a suffix. We do not say, leave the money over the cheskas of the owner. So you see, the Rav Kiva says, in a suffix, we take out money. Or remember, I have a question on this. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says, no fal habayis, or love v'yalimai. If you have a mother and a kid, and now a house caved over them, and they both died. So the suffix is now again, there's no father, and there's no other sons. So the kid said there was a mother here, and a son. Now it makes an afkamina, which one died first? Let's say the mother died first. If the mother died first, then who yashins all the property? The son. So if the son died second, so then the yashim of the son are going to come and claim all the property. But let's say the opposite way. Let's say the son died first. If the son died first, and then the mother died, so now when the mother died, you know who takes all the property? Her yashim, her father, her brother, her mishpacha. So the machlokes between her mishpacha and the son's mishpacha, who gets the property? So again, nofal habayis, the house caved in, olav upon the son, v'yaliman, upon his mother. Now, Yorshe had ben oimim, the Yorshim of the son say, Ha'im meisa rishayna, the mother died first, and therefore the son died second, so he yashined everything, the son, so now we're taking it over. But the Yorshim, ha'im oimim, no, the mishpacha of the mother says, Ha'ben meis rishon, her son died first, so the son doesn't yashin anything, but rather the mother keeps it, and with the Yorshim of the mother, therefore we'll take it. Rashi says, Mishpacha's basically the mishpacha of her father. Omrim l'kroivi ben mishpachas aviv abayim liyosha says the ben, they say we deserve it. So the machlek is, who has the right to keep the property over here? So what's the locha? It says, Eilu v'yelu moedim, they both agree, shiachleku. They both agree that we say achleku. Yes, Rashi says it means, beishamayu beishilu, shenechlechu benefilu sacher, they argue in other cases over there in the Gemara of Basra. Here they agree that we say achleku. They both have a right to get here for the property. On this, the Yom Rabbi Kiva says, "Moidani bezu, I admit in this case no shehanechosin lecheskosin. We do not say yachleku, but the property remains becheskas the way it was before. So it's a machlekes over there in the Gemara exactly what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? Who's more muksik in the property? Is the son more muksik in the property, or is the mother more muksik in the property?" But our co-pointing, we see, according to Rabbi Kiva, we do not take out money from the cheskasai. Whoever the cheskas, the money was, he's the one that keeps it. And we do not say, minasofik, we take money out from the chazaka. So, according to Spira and Rabbi Tarfin, how could Rabbi Kiva say over here, when you stole from five people, one to five, you have to pay back all five? So we see, minasofik, we make you take out money, and there we say, minasofik, we leave the money, becheskasan, we do not make you take out the money from the cheskasan. We do not say yachleku. The more answers, Amalei, I'll tell you, Hosam over there by the house, Shema v'shema. There, both Yoshim are only Shema. Nobody knows the truth, exactly what happened. So over there, by Shema v'shema, there Rabbi Kiva agrees, you go after the chazaka. But Gozal over here, the case, Gozal echad mechamisha, here you stole from one of five people. Here it's Bari v'shema. Each one of these people are saying, Bari, I know for sure you stole from me. And you're a shema, you do not know from which one you stole from. So in such a case here, Rabbi Kiva says, Bari v'shema, Bari zodif. We listen to the one that's saying for sure you stole from me. That's why you have to pay back to all five people. So the difference, by shema v'shema, we do not know, then it's takalibu b'ches kosei. But where there's a Bari, a for sure complaint, against a person that's doubtful, we say the Bari is Zodif, and we make him pay the money. So Mar says, that it says in the ratio, oh, mal lishnayim, Reuven says to two people, kozalti liyechad mikem, I stole from one of two of you, mon $100, and I do not know. So here it's a case of the Shema v'Shema. The Gazlan doesn't know from which one of them, and these two people also do not know. O Katani, still our Mishnah says, noisin lezem mona, lezem mona. You have to pay back to both of them. So Chura goes according to Rabbi Kiva. You see, according to Rabbi Kiva, even with Shema v'Shema, also we say you have to be Maitzi Mammon, Mikas Kosai. So it's again, it's a Sira. So Mara says, no, Ulmimai the Rabbi Kiva he. Who told the Yahu Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva? Tiktoni Allah, because we learned on this, that it says before, the Ahi, Moidir Rabbi Tafin, that Rabbi Tafin agrees. Now who does he agree to? Chura agrees to Rabbi Kiva. But it says that Rabbi Tafin agrees that V'yayim Elishnayim, when this Reuven says to two people, Gozalti liyechad mekem, I stole from one of you too, mon $100. V'yayni, you're there, I do not remember. Eizim mekem, which one of them, that here Rabbi Tafin agrees, you have to pay back to both of them. Now, Laman Moida, to who is Rabbi Tafin agreeing to? The Chura, Lav Rabbi Kiva, Ba'pluktayu, he's agreeing to Rabbi Kiva that always argues with him. So if so, you see Rabbi Kiva agrees to our Mishnah, that when his Reuven says he stole from one of two, and he's a Shema, and the other two are also a Shema, they're also doubtful, still you have to pay back to both of them. So Mara says, no. Umimai de Shema b'Shemahu. Who told you? Amish is talking about they're both doubtful. Tomorrow says, Chod, first of all, the Lekatoni Toivin Oisai. It doesn't say that one of those two are complaining and saying, yes, Yahweh to me. Mashma, those two also do not know. They're also only a Shema. The Yoiden, or secondly, Hotoni Rabbi Chir. Rabbi Chir says clearly, Zeroi Mereni Yodeya, in our Mishnah, that when Reuben says, I stole from one of you two, and those they both say, I do not know. The Zeroi Mereni Yodeya, I do not know. And still it says in our Mishnah that the Gazan has to pay back to both of them. And it goes to Kontra Mekiva. So here you see a Kontra Mekiva, even in the case of Shema Veshema, still we take out money, Mechaz Kosai. So those theory, before we said, by Shema Veshema, by Shema Veshema, by each one said the mother died first, or the son died first, they do not know for sure, we leave the money, Mechaz Kosai. So you have a Kiva hold, you don't take out money, Mechaz Kosai, where it's a Shema Veshema. And here in our Mishnah says, we do take out money, Mechaz Kosai. We say yes to go back to both of them. Tomorrow it says Poshit. For Kimna Lo, we already answered that our Mishnah is talking about, Bibor Lotzit Yadei Shemayim. It's not Miyikar Adin. It's only if the person wants to be Yotzit, Choy Bidei Shemayim. He doesn't want to get a punishment. He wants to for sure be Yotzit, Mitzvah, Hashem, Heshem, Esak Zeylo, then he should give back to both of them. But if he doesn't want to do this, just they're complaining, for sure he doesn't have to. Then there's no Sivir in Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Omiya Marova. Did Rava say, Kol Bishtei Krichos? Any time the money was given at two separate times, Hevel Elamedik, then the Shomer is supposed to know who gave it to him. Is that true? I've all my Rava said, V'temra Pasom Sarah Papa said, V'temra Papa, Hakol Moivim, everybody agrees, that V'shnayim Shefki Duei Tzoroya, if two people gave their animal to the Roya, to watch it, and then they both come and say, give me it back, Shemaniach Roya B'nei Mamastalik, that the Roya just has the right to put it down in front of him, and he lets it go. Like Rashi says, there's the Gemara of the Chorus that says, Shnayim Shefkidu, two people gave their animals to a Shema to watch. Zet le'echad, v'zet shnayim. Reuben gave him one tle, and Shimon gave him two. And then when they come to take it back, each one says, give me the two. It says over there, what does the Roy have to do? He just puts it down in his Mesalek. But he doesn't have to pay. Either Chor over there, since they gave it to him at separate times, the Shema should have remembered which one gave one, which one gave two. And then we say, no, he doesn't have to remember. He's potter, he just gives them, he puts it down, he doesn't have to pay extra. Oh, my lawyer, he answered back, Hosam Keshev Kidu Bied Rosh Roya. Shalom Mi Daitoi. There it's even better. They were talking about when you gave the animal to the shepherd to watch it, you didn't even give it over directly to the Shomer. You just put it in his corral. You put it in his chotzer. It's the Bedra in the corral there. So therefore, there for sure the Shomer does not have to remember exactly which one gave him one, which one gave him two, because the Shomer never even saw them. So there for sure, it's only Mistalik, Mibbenayim. Just put it down, he's Mistalik. Rabbi only said in the case where two people gave it to you separately, or a case in our Mishnah, where you're saying one person gave it to you, you're supposed to remember who gave it to you, then the Shomer is at fault, he'll have to pay back me suffer. But here, the Shomer didn't have to know, it wasn't even given to him directly, it was only given in his Eder, therefore he's put. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein shnei kelim echad yofam money v'echad yofam elezuz. When the Shomer received two kelim to watch, one worth 100, one worth 1,000, and the grand machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Tanakama. The verse says the tzrichi. We need both cases of the Mishnah: a case of an animal, a case of money, and a case of kelim. The Yashmin Hakamai Tavuda only heard the first case of money. The Kamir Rabbanon over there, the Rabbanon say, return 100 tim, 100 tim, and just a 300 leave over. Mishum the lekav seida. There's no loss. Like they're giving each back $100 for sure. They own it. There's no loss. Avo b'hovedim the sefer. The Yikav seida the gadol. Maybe the Rabbanon would agree you can't sell the bigger kli and give $100 worth of it because you're ruining the bigger kli. It's not worth it. Maybe then you have to leave over both kelim. Eim amodil el Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the case with that two kelim here, one is worth 100, one is worth 1,000, the Rabbanon should agree to Rabbi Yosi, we can't do anything. We just have to leave this kelim over until we find out who it belongs to. That's the Chiddush. No, the Rabbanon still say, we'll sell the more expensive kli, and $100 worth of it for sure we'll give back to the other one, and just the $900 we'll leave over. Now, v'yit v'bohofa would have just learned the case of kelim, for ho kom Rabbi Yosi. Maybe only the case of kelim, does Rabbi Yosi say not to sell them and leave them both over? Alba Bahafa, maybe in the ratio, where it's a case of one gave 100, one gave $200, that the Shem is holding on to $300 now. Eimim Moidulei Lahul Rabbonin, maybe Rabbi Yosi would agree to Rabbonin that you give 100 to Reuven, 100 to Shimon, only the $300 you hold on to. Suricha, that's why I need both cases, and in both cases they argue, the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yosi, if you hold on to it, or you give out at least the 100 that belongs to each one of them. Alright, turn over.